This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Nayeli. Nayeli's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Nayeli.
Good morning.
Nayeli, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of here.
Okay.
Nayeli, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. We'll remind you, Nayeli, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. Amanda plays the lead in the movie Mamma Mia alongside Meryl Streep. What pop group are the songs of Mamma Mia based on?
Skip.
Brendan Fraser also had a birthday yesterday. Brendan won his first ever Oscar for his role as Charlie, an obese gay man, in what 2022 film?
No idea.
There are two towns in America named Christmas. Which of the following is not an actual place? Christmas, Indiana, Christmas, Michigan, or Christmas, Florida?
I'm going to go Christmas, Michigan.
MentalFloss.com put together a massive collection of Christmas trivia and reports that It's a Wonderful Life was a box office bomb when it first came out. It, of course, is now a classic. According to the movie, what happens every time a bell rings?
Santa shows up.
And finally, an Oklahoma woman was arrested for DUI after being caught driving drunk all over an airport and even on the runway. What is the biggest airport in America? Detroit International, Dallas International, or Denver International?
I'm going to go Dallas.
Let's get Tammy back in. Nayeli, what's on your agenda today?
Today, I have work in a couple minutes, so.
Okay, so speed it up, John, is what she's saying.
Let's go.
No time for chit-chat, Pally. All right, I'm sorry, Nayeli. I'll move it on. I asked Nayeli all the wrong questions today.
Way to go, John.
So, yeah, it's all me, okay. Not her. I'll change. I'm sorry, Nayeli. So let's not even focus on how she did, okay? All right. 0 for 5. Tammy, Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. Amanda plays the lead in the movie Mamma Mia alongside Meryl Streep. What pop group are the songs of Mamma Mia based on?
ABBA. ABBA, however you say their name.
That is right. 1-0. Tammy, Brendan Fraser also had a birthday yesterday. Brendan won his first ever Oscar for his role as Charlie, an obese gay man, in what 2022 film?
The Whale.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh. I've heard it's massively depressing, but he's, well, he won the Oscar for it, so this just in. He did pretty well. 2-0. There are two towns in America named Christmas, Tammy. Which of the following is not an actual place? Christmas, Indiana, Christmas, Michigan, or Christmas, Florida?
Indiana.
Yeah, that's right. But there is a Santa Claus, Indiana.
Interesting.
3-0. MentalFloss.com put together a massive collection of Christmas trivia and reports that It's a Wonderful Life was a box office bomb when it first came out. Of course, now it's a classic. According to the movie, what happens every time a bell rings?
An angel gets its wings.
Which
and you've never seen it, have you?
I've still never seen it.
Oh.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
I know.
Such a shame.
I'm sorry.
So
but that
good.
Means during this college alone, we've already had four angels get their wings.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Nice.
All right, 4-0, Tammy. And finally, an Oklahoma woman was arrested for DUI. Check this out. You think she was wasted after being caught driving drunk all over an airport and even on the runway?
Oh, Jesus.
What is the biggest airport in America? Detroit International, Dallas International, or Denver International?
Maybe Detroit, then.
You know, I'm just surprised New York's not on that. Do you mean biggest, like, space-wise?
Yes.
Or the most that come through?
I don't mean busiest. I mean biggest.
Space-wise. I'm going to go with Dallas.
I, too, would have gone with Dallas, having landed at Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah. And literally 45 minutes later, you're still taxiing to the gate. But it's not. It is actually Denver International, the biggest airport as far as space-wise in America. That's a tough question. Nyeli, today, Temi wins by a score of 4 to whatever. That means you're not going to get any of her money, but boy, do we got a great prize for you.
Yes, you're going to love this because you have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Yay, that's awesome.
All right, Nyeli, enjoy that. Consider that an early Christmas gift from your friends, John and Tammy.
Yes, thank you.
Unfortunately, I have to have you say this before you take off.
Hi, I'm Nyeli from Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.